This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to CRS, the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Always delighted to come to you each and every Freedom Friday, giving the people the eye from outside of America, giving the Caribbean people love each and every day. So today's topic is Black Women on the Money, Honey. That's right. I love, love, love seeing Black women on currency. I'm inspired by the country of Jamaica. If any of you have ever gone to Jamaica, you know there is a Black woman on their money. This has been an epic journey to just travel throughout the world and notice this Southern girl, Black woman from America, who came close to having Harriet Tubman on the money, but grew up traditionally only seeing someone else on our currency. This is a powerful time on the planet to venture out and see that in all places, women, Black women, are being honored. So on today's edition, let's get a sneak peek into my upcoming book. I cannot wait for you to gift this to your daughters, your nieces, your moms, everyone who just grew up saying, oh my goodness, we saw a Black president. Oh my goodness, we're seeing a Black female president. Give the gift of the information, of the limitless blessings, of the limitless possibilities of what the potential for us, our people, and most especially, the Black woman. Let's get it started. Queen Nani. Queen Nani, yes, she is the general, the military strategist and political tactician who is found on two pieces of Jamaican currency. One of the images displays her as a younger woman and one in her golden years. What fascinates me mostly about Queen Nani is my connection to strong, strong Black women. Picture this. She arrives to the shores. Possibly two of her brothers from Africa distinctively coming in as a unit. Yes, as a family from the shores of Africa to the African shores of Jamaica. Because she had her two brothers with her, and you know you are a bad woman beside by yourself. But when you have your collection, when you have your village, when you have your family, when you have at least some good men, good Black men, you're unstoppable. As soon as she arrived to the island and saw the conditions of the people who looked like her and really valued her culture, her language, she made a decision that she would not renounce those things and choose to go off into a secret place in Jamaica we now know as Nani Town. This became the place for all the runaway slaves. So fascinating that the success has gone into history where anytime you have haters in the streets, foreign governments willing to make caricatures, cartoons, and just say the worst things about you as a Black woman, it means that you must be doing some amazing work. Anytime you travel to Jamaica today and you still see the evidence of Nani Town, this lets you know the immortality of the work that she left behind on this planet. One of the most interesting parts about the story was runaway slaves could flee to the region. All the foreign soldiers would come around unfamiliar with Jamaica, but they came with their money, their red coats, and their alliances with foreign governments. This was nothing to the Queen. At a certain part of the story, we understand that not only was she a refuge, much like Harriet Tubman, but also as a leader, she understood I need to protect my people. My people must eat. Often fascinating is going into martial arts and yoga and all of these moves that we enjoy part of our healthy regime. As I look into the history of Queen Nani, as a military strategist, she taught our people to camouflage themselves. While the redcoats wore things that were, you know, obvious that you're coming, the military tactical side of survival set in, and the people who had been conditioned to not be oppressed successfully hid themselves as soldiers walked by, not knowing that they were just a feet or two from the person that they were actually trying to attack, because they learned the importance of stillness. The yoga moves and meditation moves of just being at one, it came in really handy when you're just sitting nestled in a tree, watching your opposition of the colonizers go by. Later on in the story, we're told that the people ran out of food. And Nani began to fast. And you know, each of us have this journey where I'm about to quit. I want to give up. But it appears that in that moment, she went to sleep that night. She prayed. And you know, through your spiritual gifts, we get our answers. Next morning, she reached, you know, oh my goodness, there's a pumpkin seed in my pocket that's aligned with the dream I had last night. I don't think we'll quit. I'll plant this in the side of the hills where the soil is super black and chocolatey like coffee grounds. And in that moment, the moment where everyone else thought that as a leader, she was about to give up and turn herself in, that's when the pumpkin seed saved her and everyone. You know, these are stories much like allegories, but there is so much truth in having those epiphany moments where the Most High, the Creator, whomever that you call it, gives you something that is unbelievable to everyone else, but it's certainly true for you. This woman made her mark by never giving up, being a resilient Black woman, being a leader. Oftentimes we talk about Harriet Tubman, but today I just want to bring highlight to the phenomenal woman, Queen Nani. And yes, stay tuned, because if you don't have one piece of Jamaican currency, and you have seen the importance of Kamala Harris in the lives of little Black girls, let's get this information to them. Let's let our little Black girls see the real queen, understand the real history, and that to know that being queenly is not just about being bossed up with your LLC message. It is not just about a spa day, but it's truly about taking care of the people and being a leader. And the decisions that we make when no one else is looking. Stay tuned for Queen Nani in my first book that's going to be all about Black women on the currency. Nigeria is another country that has honored the Black woman on the currency. Oh my goodness, to see the images of Black women carrying these items on their heads in the background of the money. Seeing the Black woman at the potter's wheel and in the kitchen cooking and preparing food. This is a reminder of the multitasking, boss-like energy that we have. When I look at this Nigerian currency that has the Black woman, she exudes the power of the boss, your LLC. When you see those items on top of a woman's head in Africa, she's definitely the boss, because these are her creations. Whether it is something that was created in the earth or with her hands, by the time you see those elements piled upon her head, she's going into the world to sell her skill set. When you look upon the currency of Nigeria and you see the woman who is at the potter's wheel, she is the architect, the engineer, the mastermind, and the creator of all things beauty. When you see that Nigerian woman cooking in that pot, adding those seasonings. It should be a reminder of seeing grandma in the kitchen, seeing mom as they hum and place those beautiful, natural, organic, straight from the earth ingredients. It should be a reminder that even during slavery times, the black woman got up in America, in any part of the world, and she slow cooked while she left to go to the field and enter back into her home that evening. Everyone in the family was fed. No, the men didn't have to get up and do the cooking. She had to multitask, do those things. And that's what women, all married women, do today. You get up and you multitask. So this sister on the Nigerian currency is definitely a homage to the black woman who is going out every single day, being a boss, being a strategist, being the creative. So all hail to the women of Nigeria. Perhaps we need some more females in leadership in that country. Stay tuned. In Ethiopia, yes, Ethiopia represents the unconquerable country for black people on the planet. According to history, some people would like to argue when it comes down to the Italians, but truth be told, this has always still been a male-dominated way of celebrating until you look at the currency in Ethiopia and you recognize that there is a woman. That's right. The black woman on the Ethiopian currency is a reminder of the gift of the skill set of basket weaving. No matter where you travel around the world, you will always see women in the marketplaces. Even in the state of South Carolina, where I'm from, there are women who would sit beside the road and make sweet grass baskets near the bridge. And baby, those are exotic, expensive baskets. When you're looking at the country of Ethiopia, this sister is weaving her basket as a reminder to all black women that no matter where you are on the planet, this is our craft. As an artist, this is our meditation. This is our time to tune out, sing a song, hum along, get away from the kids and the husband, and just spend time in the oneness, creating the basket. Seeing this powerful black woman on the money and knowing that Haile Selassie, excuse me, and the greatness of the kingdom that I traveled to, and seeing the greatness of the queendom come, her will be done, to seeing Queen Menen, the wife of Emperor Haile, do amazing things. While she may not be on the currency, I am aware that the women who are on the currency have to be a direct correlation between this amazing empress. While being alongside her husband, she created the Red Cross for this particular East African part of the country, of the world. She was very much so a woman that was going to make sure there was no famine, if there were food, women and children, education and health care. When I look into the why the women are so disrespected on the planet, when I look to Ethiopia, I do see something throughout history that was never disrespected. The fact that their women are on the money, the fact that their women come from a culture of unconquerable souls, and the inevitable fact that where I live out in the Middle East, Ethiopian women actually have the hair game on lock. If you ask any woman of color who lives in the Middle East or who her hairdresser is, it's going to be a sister from Ethiopia. There is something so loving. When you ask our black men about their Ethiopian homegirls, there is something so magical, so majestic about this basket weaving sister, the woman whose hair texture does not look like mine, but she's managed the artistry of letting black women trust her in our hair. It is amazing. So I just look at this Ethiopian money as skill set, the royal hustler, the female version of a hustler, Miss Ethiopian. So stay tuned in that up and coming book about Black women on the currency. You're going to love the remix that we have on the Queen of Ethiopia, the Sisters of Ethiopia, and yes, all Black women on the currency, all day accent. By the way, before I go on to the next one, if you would like exclusive, join my Patreon, Queen Sunny Honey Patreon, for unlimited access to behind the scenes. Before the book comes out, you'll get to see all the details before it hits the print, the interactions that I have with the artists, as well as when you join Patreon, you get to decide who will win the next LLC business filing grant. That's right. Every month that you decide to purchase from my store, SunitaShannon.com, or join the Patreon, Queen Sunny Honey, 100% of those contributions go to help someone that is disadvantaged, that looks like you and me, to start an LLC in America. So if you're someone in the island of Jamaica and you have family and friends in America, this would be an excellent time to sow that seed, allow them to boss up, make the connection so that we can save ourselves, because no one is coming to save us. Without further ado, let's go to Egypt. I spent a lot of time every month for years going to Egypt for the weekend. One weekend, I found a piece of money from antiquity that represented Queen Nefertiti. Suddenly, I learned that Nefertiti had 5 daughters, and stay tuned for my adventure part of that inside the upcoming book, Black Women on Currency. Cleopatra, Nefertiti, all of these women that came out of Egypt, they always made it in the history books. And it's amazing to actually bring them back in 2021, 2020 versions of telling their story. When I see the hat that's on Nefertiti's head, each and every holiday when we see women adjusting their crowns, she's more of a familiar spirit to us all. When we hear the story of Cleopatra, people who know their African history sometimes chuckle as Black women when she told Caesar. Caesar comes into the room and gives her some gifts. Cleopatra, with her eyelashes done and her eyeliner and her face beat to the gods, looks upon so-called big guy Caesar and says, "What can you give me that Egypt has not already? You a bad mamma jamma, shut your." When you look at how rich that entire continent is. Egypt doesn't look so rich in present day. Sidebar secret, as I walk through Egypt, I am aware that the Arab side is more prevalent today. But the black dog, juicy blackness of me has returned. The Queen Hatshepsut, the queens of everything, we are here. And we are taking back our throne. Oftentimes when I get into a little rumble in the jungle with someone from Egypt to prove to them that, hey, honey, you're just a visitor, it's looking at how they're taking care of what's left. When you have a value and you have a connection to the land, you'll take care of it. When I look at the black woman on the money, and to know that this particular piece of currency is no longer in circulation, it is a sign of the times of the rise of the masculine energy. While it is okay, stay tuned in my book to see what that antiquitous piece of currency looked like as we continue to resurrect that feminine divine. Yes, Kamala Harris, you may or may not like this woman, but I'll tell you one thing. This female energy that we're on right now is a blessing for us all. Before you get into a debate about whether or not you like Kamala Harris, understand she will never know your name, so that part is irrelevant. She may know about the women on the different currencies. She may understand different languages. So today, I challenge you, dear women out there, to harness this energy. to lift yourself up and lift each other up. No, I'm not asking you to be Team Kamala. I'm asking you to look at the woman in the mirror. Look at the journey from Queen Nanny to Nigeria, to Ethiopia, to Egypt. Embrace and understand that there are far more women on the currency than those that I have named today. Look at the woman in the mirror. Adjust your crown. Know this is your season. Understand this is your reign. And give yourself permission to take the next 4 years, the same way Kamala's going to be in office for four, and just do the most with a new beginning. Understand that seeing Black women on the currency is so very powerful and timely that it returns Her Majesty back to her rightful place. Oftentimes, we may have been the only Black in the room, the only woman in the room. The difference is now you are valued. Your voice needs to be heard. Before, people might have heard your voice, ignored it, take the idea, and act like it was theirs. But I'm here to tell you, sisters, it's our time to shine. No matter where you are, if you were someone that wanted to go into political office, look at all the amazing, amazing women who've risen to the occasion. I challenge each and every sister out here, get your LLC. Give your child a LLC. Gift yourself the rest of 2020 with something that's different than what you've been enduring so far. Research the powerful women in your bloodline and your own personal community. Research. Pick up a copy of my book coming out, Black Women on Currency. Support other women. Make it your intention to get up every single day and uplift a sister or a girl. Compliment them just because you deserve the compliments as well. As we end 2020 and we celebrate the Kamala Harris and all of the women around the planet, trust this. Trust the process. It took us this long to get in the doors, but we're not going anywhere. As Queen Sunny Honey, someone who has left America and has begun to understand the languages, I'm excited to see Kamala Harris in the room speaking the various languages. English is not her first language. I challenge the women out there, get your children involved in second languages. There's a powerful adage that once your daughter sees the Black woman on the money, understand that there is a whole different country that speaks a different language. Allow children the concept of embracing the newness, for we cannot depend on America or our educational system that's going to refine and gift our kids those value sets of culture, of history, of women's empowerment. I received an email, a message today from a woman I highly respect and have worked with in the teaching environment for many years. She writes, "Today I opened a pomegranate and some aloe and mixed them together and began to think of you. Sunita, this reminds me, or Queen Sunny Honey, of the times when you would bring exotic fruit to your students and introduce them to this fruit for the first time." She goes on to write, "We made an impact in their lives. I thank you so much for this journey. As women, I feel so filled," because what she didn't know was these folks were trying to fire me for that one thing that I was trying to do as a woman, to empower and liberate and bring the newness to our children and to our people. So as you're going along your journey, understand that when you're doing something in the moment, it may not be well received, but when it is the appropriate action, when the intention is there for our greatest good, eventually, even years later, it will come full circle into the limitless blessing that you deserve. So guys, before we get out of here, let's get down to business. Thank you so much to Tamika Albert, our winner for November's LLC business filing. I am constantly looking for more and more people. If you're someone that I haven't gotten back in touch with, keep in mind there are 12 months in a year, and I won't stop, can't stop, won't stop as long as there's breath in my body. If you're someone who has been denied an application, perhaps you already have the resources and simply need help along the journey. If you don't need the grant, but you just need someone to talk you through the way, go to my website, that's AnitaShannon.com, and look into the store. I do have an LLC filing process that I can be able to walk you through. And yes, the prices have changed. When people who purchase begin to demand, you need to charge more, Queen Sunny, honey. That was my epiphany. Then I heard some Beyonce song. She was like, honey, I just raised the prices up. People are starting to see the value behind the LLC, and I'm challenging you to get yours out of the way in 2020. If you don't come to me for the service, do it for yourself. Do it for your legacy. May your children grow up to say, work for somebody. What you mean? My mom works for herself. And when I grow up, I'll work for myself or the family business. Let's change the trajectory on what we thought the life of the stereotype would be. Limitless blessings are going out there right now to each and every woman who has reclaimed her status. When we listened to that Mary J. Blige song as she walked, Kamala Harris walked victoriously onto the stage, each and every lyric was something that's here for us. So this week, sisters, get out your Women's Empowerment playlist and let's hit the gym. Let's hit the streets. When we usually have this mean mug look, rustic bitch face, let's put on the smiles. Stun on them boys. Shine on. As we go into the rest of the week of November, oh my gosh, we were waiting for the election results and now half the month is gone. Let us prepare ourselves. If you're doing a Black Friday sale, whoop whoop. Check out wigun.us, that's right, wigun.us, for their amazing sales on wigs and everything else. Also, Black Friday sales this year. We challenge you to find an actual Black company, someone that looks like you, to support for Black Friday. When we go into Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays, we don't know if we're going to have a traditional year like last year. However, to all of you brown-skinned girl, no matter where you are, you've gotten through this entire 2020, alone, together, and I just ask that as you go into the rest of the celebration for the rest of the year, celebrate what remains. You are what remains. The fact is, a lot of people did not make it through COVID. Let's celebrate what remains. The fact is, my father worked with the dead for a living, and so there is prosperity in death. Let's celebrate what remains. The fact is, hospitals really don't make a lot of money if they're giving out cures, if people are just getting better. So let us all celebrate what remains. As long as we're in the land of the living, let's claim these limitless blessings. As long as you have breath in your body, let's reach out and liberate someone. Liberate ourselves. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, always coming to you every week, extending limitless blessings out there to you and yours. Keep in mind that phone that is in your hand. You can run an entire business from it. That's what Bill Gates does. So let's celebrate what remains, your opportunity to take over and bless somebody. I'm looking forward to supporting your business. So reach out and let us know. Until next time. Dubai bye, boo.